Alan came to me today with a history of 4 failed back surgeries. A lot of pain, especially in his right foot. And I'm going to let Alan tell his story. How did it all get started?
Well, I've had 4 surgeries kind of in a row from 94 through 95. And as a result of all those surgeries, I had a lot of different pain syndromes, caudal equine, reflex, sympathetic dystrophy, et cetera. But most of my pain is actually on the lateral side of my foot. Even though I have some pain, like in my legs and in my back, 90% of the pain is in my foot, on the lateral side of the right foot. And that's the part that is just nonstop every second of every, you know, minute of every day.
That's not very fun.
I'm sorry?
That's not very fun.
Not fun at all. So because of that, I've taken...
For how long?
5 years now.
5 years.
Yeah.
When was the first surgery?
First surgery was in 94.
And why do you need that first surgery?
I was like a bodybuilder, and I also coached kids in gymnastics, so I did a lot of bending at the waist. So I think I've just like wear and tear over the years maybe caused it.
Okay, so after the first surgery, did you feel better?
For about a month, but then everything started coming back again.
Okay.
And then so that's when I developed the caudal equina, and had the second surgery done. And
caudal equina, that means the spinal nerve fibers at the end of the spinal cord get compressed.
Right, yes. And they were compressed over a long period of time, which caused what they said at that time would be permanent problems with all the different pain syndromes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And then I had a third, second one, and then a third one, and then a fourth one to try to help, but it really didn't help the problem.
So yeah, 4th surgery.
Right.
In how long a period?
It was about a year and a half.
Does any other surgery help at all?
No.
Oh.
Nothing.
So how much medication you're taking?
I take a lot. I take Relafen like twice a day, 750 milligrams. And for narcotics, I take OxyContin, which is I take 40 milligrams probably 4 times a day, sometimes a little bit more if I have more pain troubles. And if that can't handle it, then sometimes I even go to my doctor and would get shots of Demerol or whatever.
How often do you get that?
That wasn't real often. That was just when extreme cases, like maybe once every 3 months or so. But the narcotics, I took it daily.
Yeah, did that help the pain?
You know, it helped a little bit, but I'd always have to take more and more and more.
It didn't seem like you helped that much when I first saw you.
Yeah, and then it would also, then I'd have side effects, you know, besides from all the medication. So it was kind of a catch-22 there.
Mm-hmm. Now, how do you hear about us?
Actually, I heard about you from my family physician, which is Dr. John Laura in Newport Beach, and also from a patient of his that you had seen. And she had had numerous back surgeries and was actually seemed worse off than I was. She was had a cane, and she was taking much more drugs than I was taking. And from her, you know, and from Dr. Laura, they, you know, she was just gave a glowing report, said, you've got to see this guy. He saved my life. So I made the appointment that day.
Well, her name is Christine. I guess you have a full testimonial on my website, and you should check on it. She was on about 20-some medication and 350 milligram of morphine, which is a lot more morphine content, which is very, you know, and 120 milligram of methadone, and seizure medication, asthma medication, medication for ulcer because you're taking so much medication, oxycodone, Dilaudid. I mean, she was on all kinds of medication, And in fact, she nothing helps. She sold pills in her mouth, and she got overdosed. And they saved her, but they couldn't do anything for the pain.
Right.
And she came in, limped in on, I told you that she walked in, limping with a cane, very painful, on the verge of tears. And after my first treatment, she walked out laughing, forgot about her cane.
Wow.
And I bet you didn't believe me when I told you.
Yeah, I was a little hesitant. But she has such a glowing report, and she said she was in such bad shape. And I've tried a lot of doctors in my past. I've probably had 10 or 15 doctors in the past, you know, 5 years, and just always searching for, you know, the right thing and the right response, and then I haven't found it yet, and you know, really hoping that, you know, after today's treatment, I'm really happy. You know, a lot of the pain has subsided, and so I'm looking forward
to this. So this is only your first treatment?
First time.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. In fact, You also, somebody also said that you might have RSD,
right?
Reflex sympathetic dystrophy.
Right.
Well, I saw a little bit of it because the skin is getting real tight and you lose some of the hair.
Mm-hmm.
When it gets full blown, it become worse.
Right.
Yeah. So
yeah.
So I'm glad we catch you at this point.
Yeah, me
now,
too.
Yeah.
Me
now
too.
Your chance of cure total cure is like 99.9%.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I would
I told you that before I gave
yeah,
you treatment.
I would lay down and die if that would ever happen.
So you don't need to. You don't enjoy life, okay? Yeah.
That would be incredible.
So how much was your pain in the term of 1 to 10, 0 to 10
that
you
had
before?
When I walked in today, it was probably like a 5 or 6,
mm-hmm.
and now it's probably a 2 or 3.
I see. Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's dropped significantly.
Yeah. I tell you to drop all your medication. You don't need to take any of them.
Okay.
Okay? If you have a little bit of withdrawal,
mm-hmm.
it will be, my guess would be the very slight.
Mm-hmm.
And if I give you another treatment tomorrow, you won't have any withdrawal.
Great.
And that's my experience.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Listen, we're going to talk to you again.
Okay.
Maybe 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay.
I think most of the pain will be totally gone by then.
Oh, I look forward to that. That would be great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
mm-hmm.